John Lee Hancock of The Blind Side and Snow White and the Huntsman fame delivers to us a gift this holiday season in the form of Saving Mr. Banks. While it is a fine gift, it is one that may leave you with more questions than answers. Saving Mr. Banks is the backstory of how the Disney movie Mary Poppins came to be. After a 20-year feud of sorts between author P.L. Travers and Walt Disney, the movie picks up the story just before Travers visits Disney at his studios to decide once and for all if she will sell Disney the rights to make the movie. Through flashbacks triggered by Travers' interactions with the screenwriter Don DeGrady and songwriter-lyricists Robert and Richard Sherman, the audience learns a bit about Travers' background and what makes her tick. By all accounts, the portrayals of P.L. Travers and Walt Disney are representative of how the two outwardly dealt with others. Disney is charming and mostly patient as he tries to get Travers to sign over the rights to her book. Travers, by contrast, is petulant and quite paranoid about being taken advantage of. Her insistence in the film about having all conversations recorded is, according to folks who were there, quite accurate. In general, Travers, it seems, spent her life being angry about anything and everything. Emma Thompson as P.L. Travers and Tom Hanks as Walt Disney were both well cast and a pleasure to watch. As would be expected, both actors gave great attention to the details that made their characters. Having been a child when Mary Poppins was released, I found the film to be quite interesting, although I did wonder about its accuracy. After all, Disney films have been known to sugarcoat many things. Most of what is presented is accurate, although a few of the events from her childhood have been blended together and/or embellished for a more dramatic effect. Perhaps the biggest inaccuracies are the items that are left out. With the exception of her interaction with Disney, nothing is known about Travers' adult life, which seems to have been even more tumultuous than her childhood. Disney's demeanor is accurate in terms of what the public saw, and Hanks was able to get Disney Films to finally let him incorporate Disney's smoking habit in the film, something Disney himself would probably not have approved. While some sugarcoating exists throughout the film, the greatest dose is used for the scene when Travers sees the film for the first time. Yes, by all accounts, she did cry, but it was out of great anger for how she perceived her characters to have been ruined, not what the film portrays. As with any Disney film, there is also a moral, and that is certainly not lacking in this film. As Disney tries to get Travers to understand, not everyone or every life is perfect. This film is not totally perfect either, but it is very well done and is a must for anyone who was a Mary Poppins fan. Saving Mr. Banks is 125 minutes in length and is rated PG for some unsettling scenes. By the way, stick around for the credits. You'll get a bonus treat. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Utah Film Center, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.